Welcome to the Renewed by Truth podcast. Do you struggle with feelings of unworthiness, self-doubt, or just feeling like you are not enough? Do you want to make more of an impact for God's kingdom, but have beliefs that hold you back? Trust me, I have been there. If you are plugging in here today, this is not another self-help podcast, but one steeped in biblical truth. I will help you overcome limiting beliefs, find your true identity in Christ, and live out your God-given purpose. My name is Candy Creech, and this is the Renewed by Truth podcast. Let's get started. Welcome back, friends. This is Candy Creech, your host, and this is the Renewed by Truth podcast. I'm so excited that you're joining me today. We are finishing up a series that we've been doing, and this week we're going to be talking about creating. And I want to just recap a little bit. So if you've missed the last 3 weeks, I would encourage you to go back and listen, because I got this from a Bible study that I was doing with my daughter and some of her friends, and it's called Rhythms of Renewal by Rebecca Lyons. And I explain kind of why I decided to go over this, but when I saw the concepts, I realized that this is actually what goes on in my life, but it took me a long time to understand this rhythm and get this rhythm down. And so I really wanted to share the rhythms with you that she came up with, because I think they're very biblical, but I wanted to just kind of teach it to you in my own way. So if you want to know more, I would encourage you to just get the Bible study. It's pretty simple. It's really easy to go through. And I really think it's great for especially teenagers and young adults, would really be the ones that I would think would want to go through this. So the first thing that we talked about was rest. Of course, God needs to give you rest, and you need to rest in Him before you can do anything else. And the second one we talked about was restore, and that's really just Him filling you up. But these two rhythms are input rhythms. So you have to have the input of God before you can move on to the next two rhythms. And the next one that we talked about last week was connect, and that's connecting with people. And so just when you think about the concept of connect being an output rhythm, I think you can easily grasp that when we don't spend time with God and we are trying to deal with people, that people are human. We're human, right? We get upset. There's things that we don't like. And so it's really harder to do that according to the way God wants us to do it if we are not resting and restoring in Him first. So that was the first output rhythm, was connect. But this week we're talking about the second output rhythm, which is create. And honestly, this is my favorite output rhythm, and probably because I'm an introvert. So the connect part of me on a basis of being social, I guess is what I would say. When I'm out and about and being social, it's just draining to me. But create is very energizing to me. I absolutely love it. So I want to talk about create, because I didn't understand this for such a long time. When I think about create, I really think about being creative, like an artist, and I cannot even draw a stick figure. So I always admired people that could draw. And it's funny because my kids can draw, my husband can draw, my dad is a great artist, and I never got that. And so when I think about create, I think, oh, an artist, oh, someone that's likes crafts and things like that, and it's a really crafty person, or somebody that can come up with catchy titles and slogans. I tell one of my business partners every time we're working on something, I said, I am the spreadsheet girl, I'm the graphic girl, I'm the organizer, but I am not the catchy slogan person. Somebody else is going to have to do that. So I always related it to that, and I thought, you know, none of these come easy to me at all. And I really felt like I just did not have any creative gifts at all. But in the last 2 years, this is what I've learned. When we spend time with God, He's going to give us what we need to create. And we all create, and it all looks different depending on what season of life we're in, what vocation we're in, just where we are at the moment in life. It says in Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So God prepared in advance for us to do good works. So this is a question I have for you. What are you passionate about? And I want you to answer this out loud. When I say, what are you passionate about? That first thing that came to mind, I want you to say it out loud. And if you don't know, spend more time with God. Look at the gifts that He gave you. Look at the things that you do already, that when you do them, it kind of fills up your soul. We talked a little bit about that in the first couple of weeks. What do you enjoy doing? I want you to think about that. And then ask your friends and family, if you really don't know, ask them, what do you think of when you see me? And I've asked this question on Facebook because I like to know from my audience, like, when you see me out here, why do you follow me? What are three things you think of when you see me? Because it helps give me feedback to know, am I thinking on the same level that they're thinking? Because for years, I really thought I did not have any gifts at all, or I was not good at anything at all, because I was looking at creative people and artistic people and people that had could play the piano and people that could sing and they could do all these things. And I just felt like God didn't give me any gifts. I don't have anything. I'm not good at anything, because I was looking at more of those kinds of talents that had to be developed. So when we talk about create, it's the output of what God put in you. So we are talking about your vocation, your job, your business, no matter what that is. It doesn't even matter what your job is. You can have an output of creativity from God in that job. And the season of life that you're in right now, if you are a young mom with children at home, if you are a grandmother, if you are a college student, it doesn't matter what season of life you're in, you have the output rhythm of creation for God. The ministries that God puts you in at the moment, how do you create in those? How do you create in all those things that we talked about? I really want you to think about that. But this creation is really the impact that you make on others. So I want you to think about this, because when I was younger and I was so busy with my kids and felt so overwhelmed and so stressed out and had so much to do because I was trying to run a business, I was trying to homeschool my children, I was trying to work at the church, and I had to do everything here by myself, and it was so hard. I never really thought about the meal that I cooked for my family as being an output of creation that God put in me. And now every time I cook a meal, I always think, this is a gift that I'm giving my family. This is God put this in me to create for them, to make them feel good, to show them that I care about them and appreciate them. And so that's a creative output for me. So it could be a birthday party that you throw for your children. So if you have done a few birthday parties before, I know when my kids were little, I went a little over the top. And then they got a little older and I realized, ooh, I shouldn't have went over the top when they were one and two, because now I don't have anywhere to go from here. But I remember being so stressed out at those birthday parties. And then things changed in me. And now when I plan events, it can be stressful. I do a little better pre-planning now. And I don't make it about the show. I make it about a gift to my kids. I make it about making people feel good and comfortable when they're together with us, but I'm not being so stressed out about it anymore. So I want you to think about that when you're doing those birthday parties for your children or you're planning events, that you need to be able to let go of some of that control and enjoy it. Sometimes we get in the mode of everything has to be perfect because we're so worried about what someone else thinks rather than why are we doing this. Another thing that could be a creative output for you is a Bible study that you teach. Are you stressed out when you go there? Are you excited? Are you going above and beyond? But that can be a creative output. And then, of course, what do you create at your job or your business? I mean, creating in my business is one of my favorite things to do, because I get to come up with things on my own. I get to come up with things that God showed me, and it's my business, so I don't have to ask anybody else for their approval. I just get to do what I want to do, and I really love that. And then your ministry at church. How do you create in your ministry at church? And I would say, just make sure you are creating through the Holy Spirit. And this is kind of hard for me to get out. It's like, how do I say this? But if you are overwhelmed and you are just stressed to the max and everything when you're trying to create something, It means that you're doing it in your flesh and not in your spirit. So you haven't spent enough time with God resting and restoring first. So each small step of faith that we have is going to lead us into the next thing for God. So don't discount wherever God puts you at the moment. And remember that creating for God so He can get the glory is going to take you deeper. And that's why I say you got to go back to the rest and restore. Because if you're not doing that first, then your creation can be a copy of what others are doing, or you're listening to others about what you should do instead of listening to God. Okay, but when you're creating for God, He's going to take you deeper in that creation. He's going to tell you to do things that you're sitting there going, I'm not sure about this. I don't exactly understand the plan of this. This is out of my comfort zone. I don't know what people are going to think of this. Am I really ready for this? You're going to think all those things when God has asked you to create something to go deeper with Him. And I want to tell you, the reason He does it is because He just wants you to trust Him. He don't want you to trust in your own abilities, okay? And sometimes when we trust God in this process, we're not going to see fruit yet. Because every time you think about fruit, like if you're always expecting an outcome immediately when you do something for God, then you're thinking about it in the wrong way. Because if you study anything in the Bible about producing fruit, it takes time. It's just like if you plant a garden. It's just like if you plant a fruit tree. They don't produce fruit immediately. It takes time. It takes growing and watering and feeding and the sun shining and the rain coming and tilling and growing and pruning. And it takes all of those things for it to produce fruit. And it's the exact same thing in us. And I think that's why God uses that analogy so many times in the Bible when He's talking about it. So keep trusting God in the process of that creation, even if there's no visible fruit yet. It just takes continuing walking in obedience, okay? And God wants to fulfill a mission in you that's just too hard for you to do on your own. All the things that I do, like my health and wellness business, this podcast, me coaching others, other things that I have that I know He's calling me to do right now that I've been working on. Even when I was raising my kids, when I was homeschooling them especially, it took trust and obedience. There is no way that I could do what I do on my own, in my own strength. I know I couldn't do it because I would feel like a hamster on a wheel. And I've talked about this before. If you have that feeling of feeling like a hamster on a wheel, you're running yourself ragged, you're stressed out, that is not God's plan for you. You're just trusting in yourself too much. I'm going to back up. Do we have hard seasons in life? Yes. Do we have busy seasons in life? Yes. But for the most part, we bring most of that on ourselves. I see more people bringing it on themselves, and I've seen it in my own life, than the fact that I was just going through a hard season. I was just trying to do too many things that God did not call me to do. So just remember that. Just check yourself. Just ask yourself the questions and ask God, am I walking in obedience to You? Am I doing the things that You called me to do? Or am I just trying to work in the flesh? Am I trying to do things because it's expected of me? Am I trying to do it to please others? Am I trying to do it to fit into society, or it's what the world expects of me? So you have to go back to rest. You have to go back to restore so you can really see God's plan for you. So what holds us back from creating? So if you're struggling in this area, you feel like, I feel empty, you got to go back to rest and restore. I know what it's like to feel empty, because when you own your own business and you have to come up with every idea for that business, you can get that feeling of being empty. But what I realized, it's because I was not spending enough time with God. Like every time I get to that feeling, I'm like, you know, I just need to stop, because I don't have to try to conjure up on my own what I need to be doing. That comes from God. So I need to stop and rest and restore in Him. If you cannot create without being overwhelmed and unsure of yourself, then you're trying to do it apart from God. So that's the first thing that's going to hold you back. The second thing is the thing that I talk about all the time, and that is, you're believing lies from Satan instead of the truth from God. If you're believing lies from Satan, you're probably not spending enough time with God to identify the difference between lies and truth. Or you're just buying into it because it's a habit. Did you know you can just create habits in your mind with things that you think, and with things that you say to yourself, you can just create a habit that creates that rut, and it's hard to get out of it. And you have to be able to recognize that truth from a lie. And I'm going to just tell you some of these because I've heard them and I know that you are thinking some of them. And these are all lies, and they will hold you back from creating for God and making an impact. I am not good enough. I hear this one the most. It's just a blanket catch-all. I'm just not good enough. I don't have time. Did you know that's a lie from Satan? Everybody has the same amount of time. The question is, how are you using your time? And are you using it the way God wants you to? So I don't have time. I don't know what to do. This is one that's still a lie from Satan. I'm just not going to do anything because I don't know what to do. No one wants to hear what I have to say. What I do is not important in life or important to God. And I've said that one myself when I struggled as a young mom. And I thought, this isn't important to God when it was the most important thing. But I did not recognize that as truth for a while because I was not in the Word. And I had to change what I was doing so I could recognize the truth that what I was doing raising my kids was the most important thing that I could do. And then another one is, I'm just not good at anything. And anytime we use words like nothing and never and anything and all things, and it's kind of anytime we use absolutes, then we know that it's a lie from Satan, because nothing is always bad. Nothing is always good. You just can't use words like that because it's not truth. Most people don't even like me. I've even heard this one from people that people just don't like me. I thought, I don't know about that one. I'm socially awkward. I have social anxiety. I've heard these. These are lies from Satan. These are things that he says to you to hold you back. I don't like putting my stuff out there on social media. I've heard this one before too. Not that God called us to put all our stuff out there on social media, or he even called you to do that. But I see people use that as an excuse because they're just scared of what people think. That it has nothing to do with God. It's that they're scared of what people think, and God may be calling them to do something to make an impact, but they won't do it because of that. I'm not good at technology. So I hear this one in my business because it's so technologically based, and I have a lot of more mature women that didn't grow up with technology. I didn't grow up with the technology either, so I understand. I've been in it longer, so I had to learn it, and I know there's a difference, but that's just another one that I hear, and that's just a lie to hold you back, because you can always learn something new. I'm too old to learn something new. That was my next one. It's like, yes, but you can always learn something new. I'm too old for that. I'm not smart enough. I'm just not smart enough. So these are all lies. And when you spend time with God, he's going to start filling you up with truth where you immediately recognize a lie. So this is what I want to tell you. You cannot have input from just the world. If you are going to church and you are expecting the preacher to input into you, right? And then you're even listening to podcasts, which are great, and you're expecting that to input into you, but you're going to miss out, and you're really not going to be able to recognize truth unless you dig in yourself with God, unless you rest with him, unless you restore with him. I'm telling you truth. I know it. I've seen it in so many people that, yes, they go to church. Yes, they get filled up a little bit, but they still do not have a personal relationship with God, and it will show in their life. It will show in their fruit. It definitely shows in the way they raise their kids. And the fact that if you don't do that, you're going to have baggage, is what I call it. It's just all the garbage in our lives, all the stuff that we don't deal with. And then we just continue to hold on to it and hold on to it. And then we're going to see the fruit of that. So I feel like I went off on a little tangent there. I think because I'm so passionate about people studying the Word of God for themselves and not just listening to someone else say it over and over again to them, I know that it's not going to make as big a difference in your life unless you study it for yourself. So if you are having trouble creating because of these limiting beliefs that we're talking about, I want you to join my Facebook group, because it's just a free community. It's our community. It's free. And we are going to be talking about in there overcoming limiting beliefs with biblical truth. It's a place for you to just share if you choose to share, or for you to watch and for you to learn and grow in the area. So I really want you to join that. The link is in the show notes. You can go to the show notes and find that. You can also go to my website, renewedbytruth.com, to find all that, links to our groups and how to follow me and everything. So I'm excited that we did this 4-week series. I have enjoyed doing it. I've learned a lot. I hope you have too. And if you missed any of it, be sure and go back and listen to it. But next week, it's going to be Memorial Day on Monday, so May the 30th. And we are going to talk about walking in freedom in Christ. This is a huge topic. It's something I like to talk about, but the thing is, this is a topic that we will never quit learning about, that we will always continue to grow more and more and more in it and the understanding of it as we grow in our walk with Christ. And so I'm probably going to touch the surface for you guys, but it's just close to my heart. There's so many things that I learned, and I really want to help you with an understanding of what it means to walk in freedom in Christ. So I hope you guys have a great week, and I'll see you back here next week. Before you go, I would love to hear from you. Hop over to my Instagram and send me a direct message. I respond to all of them personally, and I would love to meet you. If you have felt blessed by today, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a written review. Take a screenshot of your review or this podcast episode, share to your story and tag me, and I'll give you a shout out. Together, we can help women renew their mind with biblical truth. I drop a new episode every Monday morning, so see you next week.